the stands, only those travelling to universities in the Republic received discounts. I suppose I'd leave students heading to Derry, Belfast, Enniskillen and Noma and all paying full fares. In my opinion, this put extra cost on students and parents, and any reduction in the fare would make the difference travelling to and from college, you know.
And is this something you believe should work in the other direction as well, if students from Derry, Tyrone, Fermanagh wish to study in Letterkenny, Galway, Dublin, wherever, that they should have the same facility afforded to them?
The Shared Island Fund, when you look at students across the island, that's really what it should include, that and give them that opportunity travelling to and from college. I think it's something, to be fair, if you have it down south, which they have, is that it's only right to try and bring that across. If we're doing it in the Shared Island Fund, it should be part of that scheme.
The argument could be made that that might be described as current spending, whereas the Shared Island Fund is supposed to be for infrastructural spending. You believe that those intricacies can be gotten over?
Yeah, because I don't think it's a huge amount of money when it's taken in overall. And but I think at the same time, I think it's something that's is very practical, and it really just shows, you know, an initiative from both the government and Shared Island Fund of people living in the areas, in the border areas, and how that can work for them. And they can see, and it might only be a small thing, but to a lot of people, it means a lot to them, travelling to and from college, and it's the cost of living, and it's being able to go up and maybe come back and have your job at the weekend. And I believe that, if anything, that they can take the pressure off the parents and students at this stage, I think it's a good thing.